Blog Talk Radio.
And now it's time to play out loud. It's the Tony Wayne Show.
Edition of the Tony Lane Show as we welcome you to episode 358 of the Tony Lane Show. The truly fabulous Tony Lane in the house. Of course, reminding you to log on to TonyLaneShow.com, BlogTalkRadio.com/TonyLaneShow, and of course, always subscribe to the show in iTunes and on Google Play. You can tell a friend. It's actually available in even more sites. Like, I've actually, you know, did a Google search and it's in several other sites that I wasn't even aware of. So you can find it all over the place. So flying solo this week, Maris will join us next week. But we've got a lot of stuff to get to. I mean, this is the first show of 2018. So if you want to join in, you can give us a call now. 646-478-0360 is the number. And you are more than welcome to join the conversation. A lot of stuff has gone on. Of course, we know Wrestle Kingdom went down. Big show there from New Japan Pro Wrestling. That is like their WrestleMania. And it was a great show. Really was. I mean, I haven't seen all of it yet, but I would say the parts that I've seen. No, I don't have the New Japan subscription streaming service. So I only watched what was played on Access TV so far. And the Saturday night following Wrestle Kingdom 12, they played the four top matches, which included the Cody Rhodes match, as well as the three singles championship matches, the Intercontinental match, the U.S. match, and the world title match. And that's pretty much what they aired on Access TV. And then this past week, they played the Young Bucks match, and they also played the four-way with Will Ospreay. So it was a very good show. The villain Marty Scurll in that match as well. A lot of really talented performers there. These guys work Ring of Honor and a lot of the indie shows as well as New Japan. So I'm glad, as a wrestling fan, I am glad to see some other companies out there doing their thing. I mean, I've always been a big WWE fan, as you know, but I like having variety. I mean, I grew up in the 80s. It was a great time for wrestling. We had Jim Crockett Promotions, we had World Class, we had AWA, we had the UWF, which was formerly Mid-South. We had the WWF. We had a lot of choices back then. I mean, we even had GLOW, the real GLOW, not just the Netflix show, which is pretty good. But we had a lot of choices. It wasn't just one company. And even into the 90s with the rise of ECW and WCW and the Monday Night Wars and all that, we always had choice. It wasn't until the early 2000s, 2001, 2001, when ECW went out of business and WWE bought WCW, pretty much it was a one-show company, or a one-show industry, one company industry after that, in terms of major companies in North America. Yeah, there's been TNA, and TNA has been on national TV, but they've never really been a major company. I mean, they've had their moments here and there, but I can certainly say they were the first ones that gave female wrestlers a big stage in terms of really presenting them in a good way, and not the way the WWE had long since presented women. So I will say that. They did give a lot in that respect, but they did not do anything else. I mean, yeah, they had some great wrestling. A lot of those guys and girls are now under the WWE banner, but they were never really a big, big promotion, is my point. It's pretty much since 2001, it's been one company. WWE has been the major company in professional wrestling in the United States, and that's it. Now, we are starting to see companies like Ring of Honor getting some momentum. We're starting to get some other information, or some other companies coming, like New Japan, that are starting to pick up some steam in the United States. So we're finally starting to get some options, and it feels good. Feels good. I mean, yeah, WWE still is the major promotion in North America, in the world, actually. But I am glad that we are getting some choices now in 2018. That being said, we are only a week away from one of the biggest celebrations in WWE history, celebrating the 25th anniversary of Monday Night Raw. And who would have thought that this little show, which started in January of 1993, would still be going on to this day? I mean, absolutely amazing. As we had discussed previously, the Raw 25 show is going to be huge. It's going to be emanating not only from the Barclays Center in Brooklyn, New York, but also right from the Manhattan Center in New York, in Manhattan, the original home of Monday Night Raw. You're going to have a dual broadcast. You're going to have not only current Raw brand stars, the SmackDown stars will also be on, will be present that night as well. The brand extension, I guess, doesn't mean anything for the 25th anniversary. And then we're also going to have appearances from several legends, including a bunch of Hall of Famers like HBK, the Heartbreak Kid Shawn Michaels, the Nature Boy Ric Flair, and the legendary Stone Cold Steve Austin, among others, who will be making special appearances at this upcoming Raw 25. So it's a big show, it's a big deal, and, you know, thinking back at some of what I believe to be some of the greater moments of Raw, I mean, it's really hard to say. There's been so many big moments that happened. I mean, and some of them that where I was actually present when it happened. I was there the first time Mick Foley came out as Cactus Jack in the WWE in Madison Square Garden. I was there the night that Austin finally stunned Vince McMahon after all those years. I think that was the same show, as a matter of fact. I mean, there were several history-making nights, several things that, you know, you remember for years and years to come. And I'm sure we will have plenty more memories. I don't know if we'll have them to the extent that we had those memories, you know, in particular from the Attitude Era, because it seemed like they just did produce better product back then. Like now, and no disrespect to the boys of today's generation, but it's just, and some of it is the company. I guess the company puts, you know, more handcuffs on the guys creatively. You know, you're not really able to ad lib as much. You really have to go by the script when it comes to the promos, and you know, they really guide how they want you to work in terms of your matches. And you know, they have their WWE formula, and that's the way they want things done. And sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. But we're not going to discuss that today. What we are going to discuss is that Raw will and has been around for 25 years. And here is to 25 more, or at least 10 more. I mean, we'll see how long it lasts. But it's been an amazing run for Monday Night Raw. And who would have thought? I tell you, if someone would have told me that Monday Night Raw would still be around 25 years later, I would have probably told them, you know, you're like full of it. You know, I wouldn't have believed them. But I'm glad Monday Night Raw is still around. Now, also, there is some news going on that Paige is currently been forced to retire from in-ring competition in WWE as a result of another injury. Paige has been basically told she's not allowed to perform in WWE again. So this was just as the whole thing with Absolution was just starting to take its hold and just starting to really begin. As you know, there was an incident that occurred at a house show right at the end of last month where Paige suffered an injury after taking a kick to the back of the head from Sasha Banks in a six-woman tag team match. And they stopped the match, and we hear as a result of the injury, WWE has essentially forced her to retire because, you know, she was out for nearly a year and a half after suffering a neck injury. So that being said, that at the moment, this is what we're hearing, is that Paige is no longer going to be permitted to wrestle in WWE, thus forcing her retirement. This is really bad, considering that the upcoming Royal Rumble was going to feature or is going to feature the first ever Women's Royal Rumble, and Paige was slated to be a part of that. As of right now, we can say right now that is not going to happen. So we hear that Paige is still going to be a part of the company. Obviously, they have that movie coming out about Paige's life and her family. So I think that's one of the reasons why she got so many passes, as she certainly had her share of personal issues that happened over the year and a half that she was out. But now it seems as though her wrestling career, at least in the WWE, is over. WWE's been very cautious with a lot of their performers and really will not permit a lot of them to get in the ring with certain risks. And we've seen it happen with several performers. I mean, everyone from Daniel Bryan to even Corey Graves. I mean, Corey Graves suffered several concussions while he was in NXT, and they ultimately forced him to retire. And, you know, he's done pretty well for himself as a commentator, but, you know, he's started off as an in-ring performer as well. So this is interesting. Will Page, who probably could still get over, like, as a manager or in some sort of non-wrestling capacity. I mean, I think she's over enough. She gets enough of a reaction. The people actually listen to her when she talks. I mean, like, if you see when Absolution would come out, whenever Page talked, they pretty much listened. It was only when the other two, either Mandy or Sonya Deville, talked that the fans would start whining or, you know, basically being disinterested in what was being said, especially Sonya Deville. She really, really struggles when it comes to her doing a promo because the crowd just fights her ass all the way. I guess Mandy, you know, because Mandy's the blonde bombshell and she's very attractive, they probably are a little easier on Mandy. Like, it's kind of hard to be an asshole when you got a hot chick like Mandy Rose standing there because, you know, look at her. It's kind of hard to be an asshole with a girl like Mandy Rose. But we have seen that usually when Paige speaks, the people are very silent and they listen. So now I wonder what is going to happen. Will Paige ever wrestle again? From the reports we've heard, as far as WWE is concerned, her career's over. But that doesn't mean that you can't wrestle in other matches, you know, or in other companies. I mean, we hear Daniel Bryan saying that WWE is probably not going to clear him to wrestle again, but once his contract with WWE is over, who's to say he can't go to Ring of Honor or New Japan or even Impact and make an impact? You never know. So Paige, I would hate to see her never wrestle again, but I mean, at only 25 years old, it would truly be a unfortunate situation. I mean, wow, Paige, just think of it, 25 years. Paige is just as old as Monday Night Raw. Look at that. But it would be really unfortunate and sad if Paige is never able to perform in a WWE ring again. So hopefully we will hear something to the contrary with that, but as of now, all reports are indicating that Paige's WWE in-ring career is over. So, but it would be great if she did come back in the Royal Rumble. Maybe they're trying to swerve us. Who knows? They could be trying to swerve us, and Paige not only comes back, but she wins the Royal Rumble. Wouldn't that be great? You know, you never know. I mean, with the world of professional wrestling, you never know. You never know, because sometimes they try to swerve you. Sometimes they try and pull some shenanigans and all kinds of shit. You never know. But I, for one, personally would love to have Paige back in a WWE ring. But we'll see. We'll see what happens. As I said, the Royal Rumble coming up in a couple of weeks, right in good old Philadelphia, who got a big NFC championship game taking place next week. And the looks of things now, it looks like it's going to be the Vikings versus the Eagles. Could be wrong. And the Vikings-Saints game is not over as we are recording the show. So, if something crazy happens and the Vikings end up losing, oh well, we didn't know. But right now, it looks like it's going to be the Vikings versus the Eagles. first NFC game taking place in the city of brotherly love since the 2004 season, which was the season that they went to the Super Bowl. So that's interesting that that's happening next week. And the week after that, it is Royal Rumble weekend. We start off with NXT TakeOver Philadelphia. And that card looks amazing. Right now, it is scheduled for the NXT Championship match. Andrade Cien Almas with Zelina Vega, of course, in his corner, defending the NXT Championship against Johnny Gargano. These two, of course, wrestled at a takeover in the past, with Cien Almas going over. This is going to be a fantastic match. Both of these guys are tremendous performers. Every time they get in the ring with each other, they always have really good matches. So I expect this to be a very good main event. Also, they're in Philadelphia, so you've got to have an Extreme Rules match. You just gotta. So they will have an Extreme Rules match. Is it going to be Aleister Black taking on Adam Cole, baby? And that match will be contested under Extreme Rules, as I said. That should also be a really good match. So at least those top two matches are really good. The NXT Women's Championship will be on the line. The champion, Ember Moon, will defend against Shayna Baszler. Shayna Baszler, of course, was the finalist in the Mae Young tournament that they had earlier this year. Ember Moon, the champion who won at the title at the last takeover event. This will be her first championship defense at a live takeover event. She certainly is one of the more talented in-ring performers on the NXT brand. Should be an interesting match. I'm not a big fan of Baszler, though. I really am not. Would love to see Ember Moon go over on her. They really got Baszler playing the role of the legit fighter, almost bullying the other girls. I mean, she did an angle with Dakota Kai on this past week's NXT TV, where she really did a brutal stomp on her elbow and really looked like it hurt. And I like Dakota Kai. And it's, like, fucked up that they have her getting destroyed by Shayna Baszler. But I guess they're pushing Baszler for this championship match in NXT TakeOver. So we will see. Also, we have the NXT Tag Team Championship to be contested in a steel cage. The Authors of Pain will challenge Kyle O'Reilly and Bobby Fish, representing the Undisputed Era, of course, the former Red Dragon, former ROH Tag Team Champions. So we will see what will happen at NXT TakeOver. Really looks, at least those matches, look pretty good. And I do look forward to NXT TakeOver Philadelphia. They've never had a bad one yet. There should be a fifth match to be announced soon. I don't know officially what it is. It quite possibly could be a match with Lars Sullivan or Killian Dane. We saw that challenge on this past week's NXT TVs. Roderick Strong could be in it. Velveteen Dream. Who knows? But right now, those four matches are definitely confirmed. The fifth match, we should have some concrete evidence very soon as to what that fifth match will be. NXT TakeOver Philadelphia should be another outstanding wrestling event. And that's what those takeovers usually are. Amazing wrestling events. Not amazing sports entertainment events. Amazing wrestling events. And that's all we really want. So, after that will be the Royal Rumble itself. the main thing that I think most people get excited when they hear Royal Rumble is because you know it is the start of WrestleMania season. And once Royal Rumble comes, you know you're just a couple of months away from WrestleMania, and the shit is really about to hit the fan. So I think this year, first, it's going to get started a little early because the go-home show for Monday Night Raw happens to be the 25th anniversary, so they're going to go big with that, and then we're going to go right into the Royal Rumble. So it's going to be awesome. And this week's Monday Night Raw might be good, too, because this is the first Raw to not go head-to-head with some kind of football game since August. So no real competition from football. I mean, the college football national championship game last week, that was a really good game. Might have hurt Raw in the ratings a little bit. You know, before that, they had the college playoffs. Before that, they had Monday Night Football to contend with. So they've dealt with football on Monday nights for several months. This is the first uncontested Monday night in a long time, at least not from any football competition. We might get a pretty good show this week. We'll find out. Now, as we go for the Royal Rumble itself, we've got several matches already announced. Of course, we've got the traditional 30-man over-the-top rope Royal Rumble with the winner receiving a championship opportunity at WrestleMania at either the WWE Championship or the Universal title. Several superstars have already announced that they will be taking part in that match. Also, the Universal Championship will be on the line as well in a triple threat match. The champion Brock Lesnar defending against Braun Strowman and Kane. A lot of people are like, Kane? Why in the fuck is Kane in this match? Well, somebody has to lose. Simple as that. I mean, it's like most people pretty much are pretty confident that Kane's going to be the one taking the pin. They don't want Lesnar pinning Strowman again. They don't want Strowman beating Lesnar. So, Kane's going to be the one to lose. Now, they could throw a monkey wrench out there and just do some really wacky shit just to get everybody, throw everybody off, and all of a sudden, Kane walks out with the WWE Championship. Oh, yeah, of course, Vince McMahon is that big of an asshole. He would pull some shit like that. Definitely. But right now, I don't think it's going to happen. I pretty much think it's going to be an easy championship retention for Brock Lesnar so he could head into WrestleMania and lose the title to Vince's favorite wrestler, Roman Reigns. Also, the recently vacated United States Championship, and that was weird, as Dolph Ziggler won the title only to relinquish it a couple of nights later on SmackDown Live, and no explanation given, just basically sat the belt down and walked out. The championship is held up. They had an 8-man tournament that is still ongoing on SmackDown Live. And the finals of the United States Championship tournament will take place at the Royal Rumble. I bet that is going to get bumped to the pre-show. But whether it's pre-show, main show, whatever, bottom line is the United States Championship will be, there will be a new champion crowned at the Royal Rumble, whether it be at the pre-show or not. And this is going to be another one of those marathon shows. Like the Big Four, you can expect it to be a long-ass show. The pay-per-view itself is 4 hours, and you're going to have a 2-hour pre-show. So this is going to be another one of those marathon 6-hour shows. We just had the Survivor Series a couple months ago. Long-ass show. Expect the same thing this for the Royal Rumble. A handicap match for the WWE Championship. AJ Styles defending against both Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn. So I don't know how that's going to work. I guess if Zayn and Owens win, do they become co-WWE champions? I mean, how is that even possible? Or does one relinquish the belt to the other? It's really weird. I guess the last time that somebody tried to relinquish a belt to somebody, we ended up having the tournament at WrestleMania 4. As you recall, when Andre the Giant relinquished the championship to Ted DiBiase, and then on-screen president Jack Tunney said, "You relinquish the title, you can't just give the belt to somebody. The belt is held up." And, of course, the big tournament took place at WrestleMania 4. Which, this is the 30th anniversary of WrestleMania 4, so who knows? Maybe they might be trying some shit like that again. You never know. So, also, there is the Raw Tag Team Championship match, as Jason Jordan and Seth Rollins are scheduled to defend against the Bar of Cesaro and Sheamus. We also have a Cruiserweight Championship match between Enzo Amore and Cedric Alexander. That's probably also going to be on the pre-show. And 2 out of 3 falls for the SmackDown Tag Team Championship, with the Usos defending against Chad Gable and Shelton Benjamin. So all of those matches already officially announced for the Royal Rumble, in addition to the match that we alluded to earlier, the first ever 30-woman Royal Rumble match. And that will, just as the men's match, the winner will receive a shot at the women's championship at WrestleMania 34. So, a lot of female performers have been officially announced to be in the first ever Women's Royal Rumble. We have heard that Miss Money in the Bank, Carmella, will be a part of it. Tamina Snuka. We hear Lana will be a part of it. Mickie James, Nia Jax, Becky Lynch, Liv Morgan, Sarah Logan, Mandy Rose, Sonya Deville, Bayley, Natalya, Ruby Riott, Asuka, Naomi, Sasha Banks, and Paige was officially announced for the match. Whether or not Paige is still in the match remains to be seen. I've already said I would love for Paige to still be in the match. I hope this is not the end of her career, but there is a chance that Paige may not be in the match. Now, there is a rumor that at least 9 spots will be filled by NXT female talent. This is going to be one way that they're going to hit the 30 performers, because even with both the Raw and SmackDown rosters combined, you do not have 30 female performers on that main roster. But when you add in those NXT girls, you certainly do. So I would think some of your more popular NXT females will make an appearance, like Peyton Royce and Billie Kay. You'll most likely see the iconic duo. But even when you add them, it still leaves potentially 2 to 3 open spots that could go to surprise entrants, legends, people returning who haven't been seen on WWE television for many, many years. There's a lot of speculation that we could maybe see Hall of Famer Beth Phoenix. Who knows? We could see former women's champion Michelle McCool. Who knows? We might see another former women's champion, Eve Torres. Who knows? We could see another former women's champion, Molly Holly. Who knows? We could see a number of female performers from the past come back. Who knows? I mean, we know who we won't see. We won't see Maryse, because Maryse is pregnant. We won't see Maria Kanellis, because she's pregnant. And I don't think we'll see Melina Perez, because she's just Melina Perez. She's just, you know, I don't think you want to see her. But we shall see. You may see the return of the Bella Twins. There are a lot of possibilities for the Women's Royal Rumble. And certainly look forward to seeing what's going to happen and how they fill out the 30 spots for the first ever female Royal Rumble. Certainly going to be a history-making night for WWE, the Royal Rumble. Of course, they're going to follow that up with two nights of Raw and SmackDown Live in Philadelphia. So it's going to be a pretty good couple of weeks in Philadelphia. Really be good if we get four really amazing shows from WWE. And it would be awesome even if the week before, if the NFC Championship, if they beat the Vikings, that would be awesome. And right now, it looks like it's going to be the Vikings. Hate to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, if you're not fans of the Vikings, it looks like they're going to the NFC Championship. The Saints are currently being shut out, and we're headed into the fourth quarter. But a lot of things going on that will happen at the Royal Rumble. Obviously, we've got two more Raws and SmackDowns to go before the Royal Rumble, including the Raw 25, which takes place next week. But like I said, I think the gloves are coming off starting this week because Raw's going unopposed, no football. I think we're going to see a pretty good show that's going to get you all souped and ready for Raw 25, and then bam, they're going to knock your socks off for Raw 25, and then you're going to be ready to order the WWE Network and watch the Survivors or the Royal Rumble. I'm sorry. See, I'm going back to Survivor Series. I'm all crazy and shit. But you'll be ready to watch the Royal Rumble. So as far as I'm concerned, I think this is going to be the big show. Not Paul White, the big show, but the big show that you've been wanting to see from WWE for quite some time. I think that it was a much better fall than what we've had over the past several years. You know, because usually after SummerSlam, WWE knows they've got the competition from football, so they kind of turn things off a little bit, and you kind of don't get your best foot forward. I mean, we had some one-offs, like when Goldberg returned and the big thing for Survivor Series in 2016, but for the most part, for several years, when the fall came, they certainly weren't putting their best foot forward. But I think for 2017, they were pretty consistent. Even in the fall, I think that they did not really give you... I mean, every show, they didn't hit it out the park. But I think there were more good shows than bad shows. They were certainly live, you know, at the request of NBCU and USA. Every week they were live, including Christmas and New Year's, which was a first. So I guess that helped make it better because, you know, if you don't do it live, it gets fucked up, you know. So that being said, I'm looking forward to a very good Monday Night Raw. Now, Impact Wrestling, on a side note, they're doing their tapings this week in Orlando. And even though, like I said, we don't do spoilers here, I will announce, and pretty much they've announced it on their Twitter, so it's not much of a spoiler, but Impact Wrestling is going back to the traditional four-sided ring. The six-sided ring is out again. Remember, the last time it was out was when they did the whole abysmal reunion or union with Hulk Hogan and Eric Bischoff back in, I think, 2010. And from 2010 to 2014, they had the four-sided ring, and then they went back to the six-sided ring in 2014. And now, in 2018, they're going back to the four-sided ring. I am a traditionalist, so to me, I prefer the four-sided ring because some people look a little uncomfortable in the six-sided ring because I know it's a little odd. There's a little more steps from one rope to the other. You know, you're Irish whipping somebody. You've got to take more steps to hit the rope. So, you know, your timing is a little different in the six-sided ring. Some people love it, some people don't. But I think because most of us are used to the four-sided ring and most companies do use the four-sided ring, that going back to a four-sided ring is probably the best thing. And in my opinion, I am all for them going back to the four-sided ring. They are also getting rid of the neon green ropes. So all the remnants of the ill-fated union with Global Force Wrestling seem to be a afterthought, as now they are moving on and they have said to hell with any of this Global Force shit. Now we are Impact and we are strong and we are doing it our way in a four-sided ring, and we shall see. So hopefully there'll be some good TVs coming from Impact in 2018. So that's pretty much what's been going on in the world of wrestling. I mean, obviously there's been more going on, but that's pretty much all we're going to cover. We got those Facebook mixed match tournament coming up on the Tuesday, this upcoming Tuesday after the SmackDown live show and before 205 Live, they will have that Mixed Match Challenge live and exclusive on Facebook. So that's it for us this week. We want to thank everyone for listening. Remember to log on to TonyLaneShow.com, blogtalkradio.com/TonyLaneShow. That's the destination to hear the show live as we do the podcast recording. Of course, you can subscribe to the show on iTunes and on Google Play. That way, every time new shows are published, they will magically go to the device of your choice. Easy peasy. There is like nothing you have to do. It's just like the most awesomest thing in the world. So that is it for us this week. We want to thank everybody for listening, and enjoy all of the championship football, and of course enjoy this week's Monday Night Raw. Hopefully it's going to be a good one. So I'm Tony Lane, and we'll see you next week.
Think Out Loud, the Tony Lane Show.
What kind of world are we living in that this is considered entertainment?
TonyLaneShow.com.